Praise God. Well, Apostle asked me to, if we could come and share, what God put in my heart was to share with you on prayer. On prayer. So tonight, we are going to talk about prayer. Amen. Amen. We are going to look at the prayer life of our Lord Jesus. Our Lord Jesus, who is wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father, but he was a man of prayer as a man when he lived here on earth. And if he prayed so much, I believe we need to pray much more. Because we are dependent on him. And the first scripture I want to look at is Luke 3, verse 21. We are looking at spiritual lessons from the prayer life of Jesus. Spiritual lessons from the prayer life of Jesus. After I got saved in 1976 and received the Holy Spirit in 1977 and got into ministry in 79 as a youth minister, one of the things the Lord revealed to my heart was the power of prayer. And God did not give it to me directly. Someone said sometimes we preachers, we say, God gave me this revelation. But sometimes, yes, it's true, God has given, but sometimes God uses somebody to pass it on to you. God really used YWAM to help me very much concerning prayer, concerning the power of prayer. I'm talking about my personal prayer life and the value of praying. I was blessed when the man of God was talking about seeking God, and I said, I believe I'm on track. Amen. Luke 3, verse 21. Luke 3, verse 21. To 22. When all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was baptized. And while he prayed, the heaven was opened. Luke gives us the detail that he was praying. Matthew and Mark, they don't give us that detail, that when the Spirit of God came upon Jesus, he was praying. It says, while he prayed, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, you are my beloved son. In you, I am well pleased. Yeah. Hallelujah. And the lesson I see here is when we pray, the heavens open. When we pray, God pours out his Spirit. Hallelujah. I'm sure we want to live under an open heaven. The Bible says the heavens opened. And the Spirit descended upon Jesus in the form of a dove. So the spiritual lesson I see here is, let's get to praying, saints. As we pray, we shall see the heavens open. As we pray, we shall see the outpourings of God's Spirit. You know, the Bible says in Zechariah 4 verse 6, it's not by might, it's not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. You remember very well that when you look at our Lord Jesus Christ, he performs no miracle until the Holy Ghost comes upon him in the form of a dove. It means he needed the Holy Spirit. And we are going to see God pour out his Spirit as we pray. Hallelujah. The second point I want to share with you concerning the prayer life of Jesus, spiritual lessons from the prayer life of Jesus. Let's go to Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Can we say this together? Jesus Christ lives in me. Do we have people in the house in whom Christ lives? Hallelujah. Does the Bible say he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with the Lord? Does the Bible say we are members of Christ's body? Hallelujah. Does the Bible say the Holy Spirit baptized us into Christ's body? You know, sometimes when we look, if you look at the prayer life of Jesus, and you disregard or you don't attend to the fact that he is in you. And not only that, we are in him. And we are joined to him, we are one spirit with him. You are going to say, oh, I wish I prayed like Jesus. But the Bible tells us in Philippians 2, God is at work in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Can we all say God is at work in me, both to will and to do of his good pleasure? Hallelujah. I thank God for the New Testament. Under the Old Testament, oh, it was just human effort. But under, that's Old Testament. But under the New Testament, Christ in us, the hope of glory. And Paul says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. He says, the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Glory to God. Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place. And there he prayed. Amen. This is Jesus. If you look at the previous night, he had done a lot of ministry. Saints of God, we need that time with God so that we don't just get busy, 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 and we don't spend time with God. Hallelujah. The scripture, I think, Pastor quoted earlier on. It says, they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They'll run and not grow weary. And they'll walk and they'll never faint. We need that time with God. You see, Jesus Christ never just ministered and got busy ministering. And he did not have his quality time with the Father. Actually, he got away from people. There is corporate prayer in the Christian life when we pray together. But there is also the prayer closet. The prayer closet. And let us reject the lie of the devil that we can't pray. Because we can't pray. The Bible tells us in Romans 8, 26, 27, it says, likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities or our weaknesses or our ignorances. For we know not how to pray as we should, but the Spirit himself prays through us with groanings that cannot be uttered. Can we all say the Holy Spirit, is my helper? Hallelujah. Yes, he helps us in our prayer lives. And let's reject the mindset that I can't pray, I'm weak in prayer. It's not you. It's God in you. It's the Holy Spirit in you. Amen. Amen. Can you say, I can pray? Let's say that again. I can pray.
I can pray.
I can pray.
I can pray.
Hallelujah. Not of your own strength, but by the help of the Holy Spirit. Because Christ is in us. Amen, amen. Glory to God. So we see Jesus separated himself from everybody to pray. That's a spiritual lesson. We all need that time when we separate ourselves from everybody to pray. Can we all say thank you, Jesus? Luke chapter 5, verse 16. Luke chapter 5. We're looking at the prayer life of Jesus. So he withdrew often. So he himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed. He says he withdrew into the wilderness and prayed. Amen. Can I say Christ is in me? I am in Christ. I can pray. Can I say I can separate myself from everyone and spend quality time in prayer? Can we all say thank you, Jesus? The man of God, Dr. Lester Sumrall, said many years ago when he was still around here on earth, he said prayer is the greatest privilege God has given to the church, but it is the least utilized. It is the least utilized. But I want to say, brethren, prayer is powerful. It's more powerful than money. If people were to be told, if you come to a meeting, everyone will get $1,000, people will just scramble at that meeting. But you know what? Prayer is more powerful than money. And I know Apostle Fink, he can teach you, and he has taught you concerning prayer. But I want to emphasize this, my brother, my sister. Like what I sometimes say in Zimbabwe, prayer is not a punishment, it's a privilege. It's a privilege. It's a privilege. How would you utilize an open door policy by Mr. Bill Gates? If he says, anytime you can call me for whatever you want to be bought by me for you, definitely you utilize that privilege. And but we have someone, Almighty God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yes. The God who is omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. Hallelujah. El Shaddai, the God, is more than enough. He has given us an open door policy. He says in Jeremiah 33:3, he says, call unto me, I will answer you. He didn't say, I'll ignore you. He said, I will answer you. There's nothing like the heavenly subscriber you have dialed is not reachable. He is accessible. Yes. Hallelujah. Can we say this together? I will take advantage as a child of Almighty God of the privilege to pray. Hallelujah. You see, in Luke 5, verse 6, we just read that, so he himself often, it means he didn't just do it the other time, but often withdrew unto the wilderness and prayed. Can you all say thank you, Jesus? Spiritual lessons from the prayer life of Jesus. Mark chapter 6, verse 45 to 46. Are you getting something tonight? Yes. Glory to God. Mark 6, verse 45 to 46. And immediately he made, it says, immediately he made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent them away, he departed to the mountain to pray. It's worth it to create time to pray. Jesus loved his disciples, but he sent them to go ahead And then he also sent the multitudes. He's creating a window. Hallelujah. Because sometimes our schedule will be such that in the natural, you say, I don't have time to pray. But the Holy Spirit, he'll give us wisdom. The Holy Spirit, he'll give us wisdom. Can we all say thank you, Jesus? Are we followers of Jesus? Do you remember Peter says to Jesus, what about this man? And then Jesus, what does Jesus say? What does that have to do with you? You follow me. Let's follow him in prayer. Let's follow him in prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he has given us his spirit so that we can pray effectively. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can we all say making time to pray? I had one man of God say at one time, he said, I love you guys, but please, you need to go. Why? Because he knew he needed his time. Amen. He was not being arrogant or aloof, but he wanted that time. At home, he said, you guys, you can go now. Hallelujah. Luke 6, verse 12. Spiritual lessons from the prayer life of Jesus. Actually, verse 12 to 16. Now it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called his disciples to himself. And from them he chose 12, whom he named apostles. Simon, whom he named Peter, and Andrew his brother, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon called the Zealot, Judas, the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who also became a traitor. Before we make major decisions, we need to spend time in God's presence. Let us not be rushed or rushed into making major decisions. Let's spend time in prayer. Let's pray in tongues. And look at our Lord Jesus here. We are told he spent the whole night praying to God. Hallelujah. Before I understood the grace of God in the area of prayer, I thought that time to pray, especially if it has to take me overnight, it's punishment. What will I be doing? What will I be saying? But I want to tell you something, the Holy Spirit helps. We can pray in tongues. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit, he will guide. He will illuminate our minds. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we see the Son of God prayed all night. Hallelujah. Luke 9, verse 28 to 29. Spiritual lessons from the prayer life of Jesus. Luke 9, 28 to 29. Now it came to pass about 8 days after these sayings that he took Peter, John, and James and went up on the mountain to pray. To what? To pray. What happened? As he prayed, the appearance of his face was altered, and his robe became white and glistening. And behold, two men talked with him, who were Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his decease, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Can you all say thank you, Jesus? What do we see here? We see transformation. It says his face was altered. Hallelujah. As we pray, and as God answers prayer, there shall be transformation of people. There shall be transformation of the church. There shall be transformation of the marriage, of the family. There shall be transformation. Our God, he hears and he answers prayer. We do not just pray for praying's sake. We talk to a God who hears and answers prayer. From Genesis to Revelation, we see God hearing and answering prayers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And according to James chapter 5, it says the heartfelt prayer of a righteous man avails much. What is a righteous man? A righteous man is one who is in Christ. Jesus is our righteousness. Can we all say Jesus Christ is my righteousness? Some people think Elijah, who is spoken about in James 5, was a special cut spiritually. That's why God heard and answered his prayers. But do you notice that Elijah, he calls down fire at Mount Carmel. But the next thing, when Jezebel wants to cut off his head, he becomes depressed. Amen. But he was a righteous man. The Bible says he prayed and there was no rain for 3 years or 3.5 years? And then he prayed and there was rain. God, can you say, God answers my prayers? In Jesus' name. Because the Bible says so. Can you say, I'm a righteous man? My prayers are heard by God. And they're answered by God. Amen. Now, here is another thing again. Moses was told by God he was not going to enter Canaan. But look what happens here. As Jesus was praying, Moses sets his foot on that mountain. On that mountain. Prayer will cause the unusual to happen. Prayer will cause the supernatural to happen. Hallelujah. Our God is a God with whom all things are possible. The Bible says the things that are impossible with men, they are possible with God. Hallelujah. So we see Jesus' face was altered. And then we see these two characters, Elijah and Moses, they feature. The unusual. We are told specifically he went into the mountain to pray. Hallelujah. And he is praying and his face is altered. Hallelujah. Glory to the name of Jesus. Another scripture is Luke 11 verse 1, where it says Jesus was praying and one of his disciples said, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. And then Jesus said, when you pray, say. What do we see here? We see Jesus Christ, he's so effective in prayer, such that his disciples asked to be taught on how to pray. Yes. Amen. We are talking about becoming an example by the grace of God. Remember Jesus said in John 11, Father, I thank you because you always hear me. Every time Jesus prayed, he was heard by the Father. Hallelujah. That's John chapter 11, verse 41. In John chapter 12, verse 27 to 28, we see a supernatural encounter. A supernatural encounter. Jesus is praying. Can we all say thank you, Jesus? In Hebrews 5, verse 6 to 8, we are told he used to pray with strong cryings and tears. That's Jesus. The greatest example we have of humility is Jesus Christ. The Bible says he humbled himself unto death, even death on the cross. And because of that, God has highly exalted him. Do you know, prayer is one of the demonstrations that we depend on God. Because when we go to God, we are communicating that I depend on you. I depend on you. The whole of John 17, Jesus is praying. Hallelujah. Jesus is praying. He prays for unity. He prays for the church. Now, given the fact that he said, I thank you, Father, because you always hear me, it means God is answering his John 17 prayer. Yes. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Mm-hmm. And then Hebrews 7, verse 25. He ever lives to make intercession for us. Can we all say Jesus Christ? He ever lives to make intercession for us. Hallelujah. As I close, I want to give you Luke 23, verse 34. Let's look at it. Hallelujah. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. Amen. He prayed for his enemies. He was a doer of his word. He said, love your enemies. He said, do good to those who despitefully use you and persecute you. He said, bless them. Don't curse them. Remember, people are, someone said, when they act like your enemy, they're just being influenced by the puppet master. That's the enemy, the devil. But otherwise, he's the one who hates you. He's the one who hates God. And we need to pray for people. In the natural, it's not possible to love an enemy. But Romans 5 verse 5. It says the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom God has given to us. That love is agape love. In Greek, unconditional love. It doesn't say I will do you good because you've been nice to me. And in the natural, we don't have it. We have conditional one, which the Greeks called phileo. You are nice to me, I'll be nice to you. But the day you are not nice to me, I'll hate you. That's natural human love. But saints, we are new men in Christ. Your spirit man, the Bible says in Ephesians, put on the new man who after Christ is created in righteousness and true holiness. That new man is a lover. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we need to get our minds renewed by God's word. So that we can love our enemies. And look at what happened. Peter preaching says, how bad you did this in ignorance. And we see people coming to the Lord in Jerusalem. And look at Stephen. He emulates Jesus Christ. He says, Lord, do not lay this to their charge. There are many who believe that the salvation of Saul of Tarsus was also an answer to the prayer of Stephen. He says, Lord, don't let this to their charge. Brethren, let's be men and women of prayer. Let's trust the Holy Spirit to help us in prayer. In Jesus' name, let's pray.